Morning. I apologise for mine being so short this morning. I had one prepared and the Lord took it off me on Wednesday. Said it wasn't the time or the place for it. So in our family, and I think McCallum's as well, we've been reading Psalm 91. So I nicknamed this one 911, and it's based from Psalm 91, 1-8. And it's, people understand the protection and security different ways. Children often feel most secure when they are in the strength and trusting arms of their parents, possibly holding a blanket or a teddy. Parents might feel most secure in a safe neighbourhood or a town with doors that lock and money in their savings account. As Christians, however, we know that our ultimate protection and security come from God. It was no wonder that the Bible uses images of strength to describe him. Rock, refuge, retreat. No blankie or lock can compare with the strength, protection available from God. And if we read the Psalm 91 through to 8. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him we will trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from this shore of the faller, and from the noise,
pestilence.
He shall cover thee with the tenders, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shelter and blocker. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that filleth by day, nor for the pestilence that waketh in the darkness, nor for the destitution that witness at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at their right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I think if we lived our lives according more to this, and Jess and I have been going through trying to buy a block of land, and I've been working and stressing about how we do it and what we do about it. And I think the Lord's given me this to realise if we rely on him and not the security of the world, we'll be a lot happier. Our families will be at peace. There'll be no arguments. There'll be no wars. So I think if we just take a step back and just realise the Lord's there for us every day. So. Thank you.